I guess a lot of your songs have what some people might call an environmental edge to them, or, you know, it's this bigger connection and we have to be concerned about the other beings, all our relations on the planet. Language that I've learned since, you know, Earth Day in 1970, people start referring to environmental, but I don't particularly like that. I like terms of care for creation, because environmental is talking what's around us, and that makes us centric to it. Whereas when we're talking about creation, we're part of it. And I think that's in common with the way you treat it.
Yeah, I guess I have a similar kind of disdain for the term environment. I tend to think in terms of the planet, the earth, my woods, the woods around me, the land around me, and all my relations. But yes, and in fact, it's true, there's a whole tremendous amount of energy that we've focused on environment, the environment, environmental causes for the entire journey of our career thus far. It kind of came to a head, I guess you might say, or it came to fruition artistically in the late 80s when we were coming up on the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, and we decided to put together a collection of songs dedicated to environmental themes, all songs about the Earth. And we looked around and we found that there really were no such records. Nobody in those days, in the late 80s, by the time the late 80s, no one had really done that. There were a precious few. Pete Seeger had recorded one back in the early 70s, and that was about it. So we found that in some ways, we were kind of on our own. And it was right around that same time that we began to explore the earth-based spiritual underpinnings of the Red Road and Sweat Lodge. And that really helped us as far as focusing our energies and making sure that what we were singing about was true in the big sense. Not just true to the facts and true to the science, but also true to the heart, true to us. And of course, ever since then, there's been a lot of our energy focused on the earth. We're usually very busy throughout the entire year, but particularly during the spring months when people are beginning to focus on Earth Day. And of course, these last several years, there's been such a growing emphasis on these concerns with various different organizations going green. So we find ourselves going in there, you know, and saying, yeah, it's about time.